Today, we are in the company of a 350-million-year-old sun coral fossil. You are now seeing it close up. It is a fossil that was found in Morocco. And of course, it exhibits the same characteristics as sun corals living today. Its entire anatomy and everything are exactly the same. Now, we can say that corals' outer shells, or outer parts, are their skeletal structures. Their skeletons contain large quantities of minerals, and these minerals are what gives rise to structures like rocks and even the coral reefs of today. Each one is a separate organism. What you see in my hand is a fossilized sun coral. This is how they look in the oceans too, and they look exactly the same today. But these organisms come together and build colonies. The result of these colonies are coral reefs. They are part of the group of living things that exhibit radial symmetry. In other words, when we take a vertical section of their bodies, no matter where we do this from, the result is two equal parts. And this reveals a manifestation of Allah's symmetry in living things, because mathematics divides symmetry into a number of different groups. Radial symmetry can be seen in this life form, mashallah. Living things can even be classified according to their symmetries. These are part of the group with radial symmetry. After learning of this biological data, let us now move on to paleontology. A sun coral that was living in what is now Morocco 350 million years ago has been petrified and is sitting like a stone in my hand. When we compare it with a picture of the form that is living today, this sun coral has the same round structures and lines around it as present-day corals. We see that it is identical to them, right down to the finest detail. These examinations show us that one life form does not turn into another. Therefore, what Charles Darwin said, his prophecy for the future, if you will, was untrue. Let us remind ourselves of what Charles Darwin said. He wondered why we do not see countless transitional forms in fossils. He then said that if these transitional fossils cannot be found, if every fossil is identical to its counterparts living today, then no species evolved and evolution does not exist. And every fossil is indeed identical to members of the species living today. Or else, if the species has since become extinct, if the first known specimen is documented to be identical to how the specimens looked before becoming extinct, if something that Charles Darwin did not want to see is documented, then that will be the greatest possible objection to my theory, he says. And indeed, all fossils do look the same and no change has taken place within species. Paleontology explicitly shows us that Charles Darwin was mistaken. Yanlış olduğunu açık bir dille söylemiş oluyor.